Notice of renewal HVAC services number 21-088 maintenance. I have a letter dated July 27, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He approves the notice of renewal as to form.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Taney County and Temperature Control Company.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for power broom, one or more, number
202107-483. Morning, Commission.
Good morning.
Morning.
We received two responses. First one opened was from Berry Companies, doing business as Berry Tractor and Equipment. They came in at $71,179, but they were disqualified for not following the bid requirements. There was an entire section that was left. The second one came from GW Van Keppel, and they came in at $71,400. With there only being one response, we're going to recommend GW Van Keppel.
Move to approve GW Van Keppel Company for the bid. Number 202107-483.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Powerside Community Center discussion. Thank you.
that a dog bark?
I just heard a dog. We have all just received a letter from the Powerside Community Center board, and it's signed by board members. In regard to the Powerside Community Center making a donation of our center's land and building to the Taney County Parks and Recreation Board. And this letter is a follow-up with the commission to ascertain the status. Can you give us your names and addresses for the record, please?
I'm Wanda Barnett, 1100 Highway V in Powerside.
Laverne Clark, 2311 State Highway VV, Powerside.
And then on this side we have
J.T. Magnus, Post Office Box 113, Powerside.
Rick Key, and I own property in Powerside. You want my residence or?
Whatever you want to give.
Okay, I'll just give Powerside. It's 2361 Highway VV.
That's where you reside, or?
No, that's the property I purchased there.
So, like I said, we've got your letter, and I guess we have you folks here in opposition
yes.
of this letter, is
yes.
what I'm assuming. Go ahead.
We're in friendly opposition to this letter.
Okay.
Do you want to present your case?
No,
I've got the letter. Unless you have anything you want to add
well,
to the letter,
I did have a couple
okay.
of things.
Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
Most of you know that the Powerside Community Center has been in operation for many years. It was incorporated in 1944, and the building that sits on that property now was built in 1992, and we've had one money making project a year, which is our annual pig roast. And the last 3 years, we have not been able to do that. Also, our membership has dropped dramatically in the last 3 years. And we have sought counsel and found out that that the current members can legally decide what to do. We wanted to donate it to the county because we would like to continue serving our community if we can. And we have talked with the Parks and Recreation Board, and they would like to have it, or they expressed an interest.
They voted to accept
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I guess they voted. Okay. The second page there does show you where the property is. And I put PCC for Powerside Community Center, the beacon page, and then the lots just south of that, we call the basketball court, and that lot already belongs to the county. I'm not sure of details about that, but I know that somebody called it the pickleboard, but I don't know about pickleball, so... But I wanted you to have where we could see the proximity from our building. We have done everything we know to do to raise our membership back up, but we just cannot continue to support it without some kind of money-making project, and we haven't been able to do that. So we, the members, have decided that the best thing to do is to try to donate to someone who will use it for the good of our community. We have other options that we've already checked into, but all of us felt that the county, if they can use it, that would be the thing that we would want to do.
I notice the property on both sides of it are owned by Mr. Magnus, and then at the back of it is owned by Robert Melton. The road that goes from the Clift House Road through are Parks the chairman of her parks board had called me and spoke with me that I think that's a basketball, and you mentioned what a wiffle, different type. Anyway, that is the counties. That's the part that's counties. His concern, that road that goes down, who owns that road? Is that a private road, or the road that goes in off of Cliff House Road to the county's property?
I'm not sure who owns that. I should try to find that out. I did notice that the basketball court kind of goes over the line.
Okay. Perhaps JT, you probably know that then.
It's Second Street, and it's 70 foot wide, and it's not vacated.
Because it looks like a publicly platted road.
It is a platted road.
Is it what now?
So you're telling me it's a platted road?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So on for the, it to
the,
be
on,
vacant.
The one on the west side, is that what you're talking about?
The road coming off to the Taney County property.
Yeah, it's platted, yes. Mm-hmm. It's 70 foot long. They call it Well Road now, but on the plat, it's Second Street.
So for it to be vacated, it would have to come before the commission.
Certainly.
Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Mr. Magnus.
Are you through, girls?
Yes, I think so. The commissioners have other questions.
Have you got questions?
You go ahead and we'll see if we do.
So when I learned that the board was interested in throwing in the towel and giving the building away, we made an attempt to meet with the board and explained that we'd like to come in and join the de facto corporation and become members and see if we could bring the Phoenix out of the ashes. And we got a warm reception on that because these girls have done a marvelous job.
These ladies.
And what's happened to them is in the normal process, people die. And also what's happened to us, we had COVID, and nobody was interested in renting our building. And what happened to us is we've had a storm over there, and membership has dwindled. I think you only have 4 members now, is that correct?
That's about it.
All right. Well, one of those members is leaving town, and I don't think she was ever qualified to be a member unless they...
I must have misunderstood. I thought you said these people desired to be members. Have they paid their dues or joined?
Well, they haven't yet. I just got this petition yesterday.